Continuing high school football coverage on 94.3 KNIA, joined by Indianola head football coach Eric Kluver as Indianola hangs on against Urbandale 21-17 to win. And coach, nothing like a good cardiac kids combo to start the season. And Indianola gets the win, but can't say it was the prettiest game, but a win's a win.
You're right. We showed a lot of resilience down there in toughness, and you know, a lot of teams would just give up and let them go in, but you know, we got tough kids that work hard, and this means a lot to them. So I was really pleased and happy to see them, you know, finish the football game. It was not the prettiest thing in the world. So many things to work on, and suffered some big injuries tonight too.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that in just a bit. But two plays for Urbandale go for touchdowns. Those weren't the only two miscues on the defensive side. A couple more went your way that were not caught. But what was going wrong there in the secondary that allowed a 75-yard and a 36-yard touchdown basically wide open?
Yeah, well, it's called discipline and eye discipline. We talk about it a lot as a football coach, and when your eyes aren't where they need to be, then you don't see certain, you know, route combinations. And they were just give-me's, you know. We gave them 14 points off of blown coverages, and the definitely something we have to clean up, especially going up against the team like Norwalk in next week.
Absolutely. I know aside from that, you certainly wouldn't say anything aside from that, but give up just 3 points to the Urbandale team on non-busted coverage drives, mm-hmm. That has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I thought we were pretty consistent defensively. We had question marks going in. We thought our defensive front could hold up. I thought they played well. Were we going to tackle at the linebacker position and come up and be able to fit the run from the safety and keep leverage at the corner position? And I thought we were able to do that. You know, I know Urbandale got some yards, but I thought they were small chunk plays. I was really impressed with this Urbandale team. They got some really nice players, and we're fortunate to make one more play than they did.
Jake Pontier, our player of the game, I had him 124 yards and 3 touchdowns. No surprise, he's a big part of the offense, but it did take him a bit to get going. I had him for just 1 yard in the entire first quarter, and granted, long Urbandale drives had a lot to do with that, but once he got going, he was hard to stop.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure if we were awake in the first, you know, 20 minutes of the game. And I told the guys at halftime, I mean, you got to go earn things. You know, and if it's important to you, then you got to go make it happen. And I just didn't feel that was the mindset that our team came out with. And that's on me. I'll do a better job. But these guys got to come out with some energy and make plays and be aggressive. And I just didn't see that in the first half.
Talk about the play from Asherbrick under center. I know DeWall played a lot of defense tonight. There's probably times you're going to want to be able to get him in on the offensive side. But Asher, a slow start again, but warmed up and was a key part in that comeback victory.
Yeah, I thought Asher, you know, did a heck of a job at quarterback. He just brings so much with his ability to scramble, to make plays on the run when things break down. And he has the ability to throw the football. So he'll get better. We'll get better up front. You know, we faced some adversity, and we were able to make it through. So that was a good thing. We just got so much improvement to make in the next week.
I know you're going to be thinking about the basic 1-2 penalties in the entire game. Both of those were pretty costly. One nearly mm-hmm. cost the game, yep. And the other one cost an offensive drive. But those were really the only two. So, again, majority discipline for the night for Indianola. Two costly ones, though.
Yeah, two costly. Got to shut your mouth, you know, and we'll have to take care of that.
Well, talk about defensively. We knew guys would come in back, guys up on the front would be good, but it felt like the new guys tonight. Max Wedmore, I thought, had a very impressive game. August Anderson, to me, had a very impressive game. And the secondary, aside from a few of those mental mistakes, especially in that second half, really stepped up.
Yeah, you mentioned two guys that, you know, Augie Anderson's running cross country a year ago, you know, and we got him to come out. He's an athletic kid that runs really well. And he got thrown in the game in a critical situation. He made a heck of a tackle from the safety spot on their quarterback that I was impressed. You know, he lowered the boom, and that was one of the question marks we had. And Max Wedmore, smart kid. I work with him every single day. He's just continued to work, and he gets his opportunity, and I really thought he was physical enough. That was another question. Was he going to be physical enough? And I thought he did a nice job, made some big plays for us out there.
Final thoughts on the victory here tonight. I can't say I've ever seen a game end like that before, but a goal line stand into a sack into the time running out, and Indianola holds on for the win.
Yeah, you know, there's a reason you hang on to your timeouts, and the reason you want to be efficient during the half so you have those at the end of the game. And unfortunately for Sam and Urbandale here, you know, time ran out on them, and proud of our guys. Once again, we're going to go to work. We aren't happy with how we played, but thrilled with the win.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it.